So we come to lesson 30, page 171, headed Poesai to do and Ek Balein to throw out. So section 1, we're given a list of words with columns A and B, and these are all infinitives. And there are two types of infinitives, there's present infinitives and aorist infinitives. So present infinitives based off the present stem, aorist infinitives based off the aorist stem. A present infinitive has to do with continuing action, and a aorist infinitive has to do with completed action, as we'll see at the top of the next page. This list is divided into four sections. We've seen that there are three major ways of forming an aorist stem, and that's shown us right at the bottom of the page. The three marks of single action or of action without reference to its continuance. So we could put a sigma after the stem. That'll be the first category, those verbs that are under section 1. Or an abbreviated stem. That'll be section 2. Or a different stem, section 3. And then there's a fourth verb here that's put in a category all of its own, the verb aimi. Okay, so let's work through this list. Firstly, section 1, the verbs where the aorist stem is formed by adding a sigma to the end of the stem. So we have the verb poieo, I do, and its two infinitives are poiein and poiesai. Poiein and poiesai. So, to do. The verb sozo, I save, its present infinitive is sozein, and the aorist infinitive sosai. So in that case, sigma added to the end of the stem, which ends in a zeta, and then the two of them combine to form a sigma. So that's meaning to save. The verb pistuo, I believe, pistuo, and its two infinitives are pistuein and pistusai. Pistuein, pistusai. The verb agapao, I love, agapao, and its present infinitive is agapan, with a circumflex over the alpha there, indicating that there's been some contraction in the vowels. And the aorist stem agapesai. The verb zao, I live, and its present stem zain, and it does not have an aorist stem. Wouldn't really make sense with that to have an aorist stem. The verb pempo, I send, and pempain is the present infinitive, and pempsai, to send, the aorist infinitive. Didasco, I teach, we have didasco, didaskein, and didaxai, and then finally prosukamai, I pray, and its infinitives prosukesthai and prosuksasthai. So in general for those, the present infinitive, the usual ending for it is epsilon iota nu. Sometimes you get some contraction of that. That's the standard present infinitive ending. And the standard aorist ending for the infinitive is alpha iota after adding a sigma to the end of the stem. Okay. And then the last verb in the list, you see that for the prosukamai, verbs that end in omai have different infinitive endings. Okay, that's all the category of verbs where you add sigma to the end of the stem to get the aorist. Second category, section 2, where we have an abbreviated aorist stem. So ek balo, meaning I throw out, our infinitives are ek balein and ek balein. Ek balein and ek balein. So the stem is abbreviated by dropping out one of the lambdas in the aorist stem. And then the ending is the same, epsilon iota nu. So it's what looks like the conventional present infinitive ending. But you'd have to be alert and notice that there's only a single lambda, and that's how you'd know it's an aorist infinitive. The verb pasco, I suffer, and pascain, the present infinitive, and pathain, the aorist. So there, the stem has been abbreviated, the sigma chi has combined and shortened up to a theta. Lambano, I take. We have lambanein and labane. Lambanein and labane. So the stem, the present stem, lamban, has contracted to lab. The whole syllable is dropped out there. The verb iro, I pick up. Iro. We have irane and arai. Irane and arai. Again, abbreviated stem. Katabaino, I go down. I have katabainen and katabainai. Katabainen, katabainai. Again, katabain as abbreviated to katab there. Then didomi, I give. Present infinitive, didonai, and the aorist infinitive, dunai, in which the stem there is da. So the present stem is dida, and the future aorist stem is da. Section 3, we have the verbs where the aorist stem is completely different from the present stem. The verb lego, I say. Lego, its present stem, present infinitive, legain. Again, and aorist infinitive, apain, with the stem ape. Estheo, I eat. Estheo, we have the two infinitives are esthein and phagein. Esthein, phagein, to eat. The verb urkamai, I go or come. We have urkesthai and elthein. Urkesthai, elthein. Verb pharaoh, I bring. Pharaoh, we have pharain and enenkai. Pharain, enenkai, to bring. And finally, horao, I see. Horao. Its infinitives are horan and idain. And finally, in a category all of its own, is the verb eimi, I am. And in pretty much every language, the verb I am is the most irregular verb there is. And so it only has a present infinitive, which is anai. Okay, so those are the three types of aorists that we get, the three ways that the aorist stems are formed, and so the three sort of forms that the aorist infinitive are going to take. So all of these, over on the next page, are called infinitive. Column A, the present infinitive, indicating continued or repeated action. Column B, aorist infinitive, indicating single action, or an action considered in itself without reference to its continuous. Now, in English, we don't make this distinction. We don't usually draw much attention to the type of action. We really only have one infinitive. So we would normally translate both poiein, the present infinitive, and poiesai, the aorist infinitive, as to do. But sometimes the author is making a point by using, say, an aorist infinitive or present infinitive. And so when the context seems to demand emphasis on the continuing nature of the action, we may translate poiein as to be doing or to keep doing and try and capture that present sense of it. Okay, we'll see this worked out in section 2 in 9 little sentences that we have here to translate. So sentence 1, thelo autous pempsai prosse. Thelo autous pempsai prosse. So thelo, I want, I desire. And it is, we expect a complementary infinitive for it, So we have that pempsai there, the aorist infinitive. I want to send autus, the object, then prosse, prepositional phrase, to you. So I want to send them to you with the sending viewed as just being a single action. Number two, erkonta sotzein himas apaton hamartion himon. Erkonta sotzein himas apaton hamartion himon. Erkonta from Erkamai, coming, going there as a it's viewed as a past ongoing action, so it's an imperfect, so continuous action in the past, with sotsein added as an aorist infinitive. So the coming or the going is viewed as a continuing action in the past. The saving is viewed as a single action. And then we have himas as the object to save us. And then prepositional phrase, apoton hamartion himon, to save us from our sins. Number three, uk elfamen sosai tus hagius ala tus ponerus. Uk elfamen sosai tus hagius ala tus ponerus. Uk elfamen, we did not come, with the stem there, elf, indicating this is an aorist. And then using a present infinitive, sosai, indicating sort of continuous action. We did not come to save tus hagius, that's the object, the holy ones, the holy people, ala tus panerus, but the evil ones. Number four, uk eilthen kalesai agathus ala kakus. Uk eilthen kalesai agathus ala kakus. Uk eilthen, again, an infinite aorist with the stem elf. He did not come. Kalesai, present infinitive from the verb kaleo. Aorist infinitive from the verb kaleo, formed by adding a sigma to the end of the stem. He did not come to call agathus ala kakus. Good but evil, or good but bad. Number five, erxanta ferein ta tekna proston yesun. Erxanta ferein ta tekna proston yesun. Here we have the verb to begin. Erxanta, as an imperfect, they began. Ferein, as the aorist infinitive, the present infinitive of Pharaoh there, to bear, to carry. They began to carry autus, the object, them. Pu ekun hoti Jesus estin. Where ekun, where they heard that Jesus was.
Go ahead. Is that number five or number six?
That's number six.
Okay.
Number seven, uk edunanta auton enenkai proston sotera. Uk edunanta auton enenkai proston sotera. Uk edunanta, they were not able. Enenkai, now the aorist infinitive from Pharaoh, to carry him, proston sotera, to the Savior. So there the anenkai, the bearing, now viewed as a single action in the past. Whereas in Numbers 5 and 6, the carrying is viewed as a continuing action. It's something that they began to do, and we don't see the end of that action in sight. Whereas in 7, essentially we see the complete action, which in this case is something they're unable to do. Number 8, Erxata prasukestai. Erxata prasukestai. Now, Erxata, he began, and so then this is something he began to do, but we don't see him finishing doing it, so that's using a present infinitive, prasuk estai. If this would be an aorist infinitive, we would have seen both the beginning and the end of the action. Number 9, agapomen tus adelphus, tagar agapan tus adelphus, kalon estin kai u kakon. Agapomen tus adelphus, tagar agapan tus adelphus, kalon estin kai u kakon. Agapomen, notice there the omega instead of an omicron. So this is this voluntative let us love the brothers. Tagar agapan, for to love, agapan there, it doesn't look like an infinitive because there's been a contraction. The stem is agapa, and then you'd add on to that epsilon, iota, nu. Well, the epsilon and the iota all get contracted into the alpha, and the clue to that something has happened in that case is circumflex. Normally you don't really have to pay attention to the accents. In this case, it actually helps indicate that something is contracted there. So present infinitive of agapao, to love the brothers. So to love the brothers, viewed as a continuing action, it's not just something you do once, it's something you carry on doing. Kalon estin kai u kakon is good and not bad. Okay, so those are some examples of how you might make different use of a present infinitive and an aorist infinitive. And one of the challenges then in translating in English is to try and, at times it might be helpful to try and get across that nuance, if you think there is.
So how is this talk working, talk off?
That's what's called an articular infinitive, which is a construction we haven't learned yet. But it just means, articular infinitive means that it's an infinitive which has an article with it. We will, I think, cover that in a later, I assume we'll get to that later. The ta goes with the agapan.
Just as a separate, infinitive means there's no time associated. Means there's no.
Means that
no,
the.
No, there's no, no gender or.
It has not been limited.
Okay.
So it's non-finite. Okay. So you render it finite by limiting it to person, first, second, or third person, number. Singular or plural. In some languages, for gender, not in Greek, by adding tense, and then also it can be with mood. And in Greek, the one thing that is tied down is whether the action is viewed as complete or incomplete. And so you get there two different types of infinitives. But otherwise, there is no... There is nothing else included in the word. There's no other limiting on the word. It's as plain vanilla as you can get, as non-finite, as infinite as you can get. And so then a regular verbs that have tense and everything else, what we call inflection, then are finite verbs. Okay, section three, some vocabulary. And some of this we've seen before, but get repeated here. The preposition kata, according to. And we see some examples here. Kata with an accusative. So kata ton namon, according to the law, according to the Torah. Kat idian, mean according to oneself. So on one's own, privately, and so on. Kath himeran, according to a day, so meaning daily, each day. So notice that kata gets abbreviated in front of a vowel with a soft breathing. It just is kat, and a vowel with a word beginning with a rough breathing, kat gets abbreviated to kath. And then indicating the abbreviation indicated by that apostrophe. Kathos, according as or just as. Hutos, thus or so or in this way. Para, beside or along by. So we have paratein thalasan. Along the seashore. So use, for example, of Jesus walking alongside by the shore of Galilee. Or para can mean contrary to. So para ton nomon, against the law, against the Torah. Hoti, meaning that, or because. In the New Testament we get many hoti clauses giving explanations. Can also be used to introduce something that somebody is saying. Pasco, I suffer, and the two infinitives, paschein and pathein, present and aorist infinitives. Deo, meaning I bind, and most frequently you find this in the third person singular. It is binding, it is necessary. It's necessary for something to happen. That's a little word, dei. Excess din, meaning it is lawful, it is permitted, and then a derived noun from it, exousia, meaning authority. So authority that somebody, some ruler or power might have. The usia part of that, usia is feminine singular nominative present participle of the verb amy, of the estin. Panta excestin, as Paul writes that everything is lawful. Then we have polos, much. And this comes in forms polos, pole, polu. So this is where we get all the words in English beginning in P-O-L-Y, polyvalent, poly this, poly that. The nominative plural, masculine, is poloi, meaning many, as of many people. And if you add the article to that, you get hoi poloi. Are you familiar with that expression in English, hoi poloi? Hoi polloi. So that's what hoi polloi is. Many people. It gets used for the crowd. Pala means much. Pala, which is a neuter, plural. Pala means many things, also much. Pala pathain, to suffer many things. Pathain there, the aorist infinitive of pascho, to suffer. Ta legain. Now there you have this articular infinitive. So legain, present infinitive, with ta, the neuter article put in front of it, the nominative neuter singular article. So it's So you can think of it as being the speaking, the legain, the action of the legain now viewed as an entity in itself. So kalon to legain, the action of speaking, the speaking viewed as an entity is good. Ento legain auton, the to legain there in the speaking, and then auton being there as in the accusative as sort of the subject of that. So you can think of it as being in his speaking, i.e. while he was speaking. Dia to echein autus. Similar sort of construction, the autus there in the accusative, that's sort of the subject of this. The dia as a prepositional phrase, and here the echein is the infinitive of echo, I have. So in their business of having, in their having, so he translated because they have. Dia to me echein, because of not having. So dia on account of or through or because of the ta echein, because of the having in this case, then negated because of the business of not having. And then emoi tot zain Christos. Emoi to me, tot zain, the living, so living viewed as an entity in itself, Christos is Christ. And we then in English have to supply the verb is as a linking verb between those two. So those all, that little section there, those are all these articular infinitives. The infinitive used together with the article in the neuter singular. And then finally, hoi huyoi Israel. Hoi huyoi Israel, the sons of Israel, or the children of Israel, or then we nowadays translate the people of Israel, or you could simply translate it the Israelites. And that's just more or less a straight translation of the Hebrew way of referring to the Israelites in the Old Testament. Okay, section 4, we see these words in use. Number 1, Dei autus palapathein. Dei autus palapathein. So Dei, it is necessary. And then the autus palapathein is put into the accusative. It's sort of the object of what is necessary. Autus there, accusative plural, masculine. It's necessary for them, palapathein, to suffer many things with an aorist infinitive. And pala there as neuter plural. Number 2. Dei humas palapathein. Kathos ho kurios humon epathen. Dei humas palapathein. Kathos ho kurios humon epathen. Dei, so it is necessary. Humas, there is the object of it for you. That's you, plural. Palapathein, to suffer many things. So here, Dobson just sort of puts that into a little bit better English. We wouldn't say it is necessary. It is necessary for you to suffer many things, and says you're bound. It's with a sense of it's inevitable that you're going to suffer greatly. Kathos, just as, and then now this clause that is compared with that first clause, Hakurios humon epathen, just as your Lord suffered. With epathen there as an aorist.
And your Lord's suffered humon,
The humon goes with the kurios. That's
okay.
The kurios is the Lord, and then it's humon of you. So you're the Lord of you, your Lord.
Okay.
Number 3, Uk existen soi tutus tus artus phagein, paraton nomon estin hoti hagioi eisen. Uc existen soi tutus tus artus phagein, paraton nomon estin hoti hagioi eisen. Uc existen, so existen, we saw in the previous page, it is lawful, it is permitted, so uc existen, it is not lawful, soi, to you, as the dative. And then we get the object of what it's not lawful for, so tutus, tus artus, phagein. So with a complementary infinitive completing the idea of existen, what it is lawful to do, to eat these loaves. So it's not lawful for you to eat these loaves. Para ton nomon, we saw that means para here used in the sense of against. Against the law, estin, it is. And then we're given a reason for that, hati, because hagioi eisen, they are holy.
So is that dot after phagein in the sentence? Or?
That dot is a equivalent to our semicolon. Here, Dobson has translated it as a period, but it's a semicolon. Number four, existen altois phagein tus artus hoti hieres eisen. Existen altois phagein tus artus hoti hieres eisen. Existen, it is lawful to them, phagein, the complementary infinitive, to eat the loaves, and then the explanation with the hoti clause, because hieres eisen, they are priests. Number five, uk existen moi tuta poiesai hoti ta tuta poiein paranomon esten. Uk existen moi tuta poiesai hoti ta tuta poiein paranomon esten. Uk esten, existen, it is not lawful to me, moi. Then we have the complementary infinitive is an aorist, tuta poiesai, to do this thing. So there, that viewed as just a single entity in itself, the doing of it. Hoti, introducing now the explanation, because tatuta poiein, and now we have a present infinitive, because the doing of this, now the doing of, viewed now as a continuing action, without particular sort of complete limiting to it, the doing of this, para nomon esten, is against the law. So there you get an instance where you might use, with the same verb, make use of an aorist infinitive and a present infinitive within the same sentence of the same verb. Number six, de tauta genestai, kathos epon hoi prophetai. De tauta genestai, kathos epon hoi prophetai. De, so it is necessary, and that's then going to take an infinitive, genestai, from meaning to happen, and then tauta, these things, aorist, neuter plural. It is necessary for these things to happen. Kathos, just as, apon hoi prophetai, the prophet said. Number seven. Para peruomenon auton para tein thalasan elthen pros auton lepros. Para peruomenon auton para tein thalasan elthen pros auton lepros. Now, para peruomenon is a verb we haven't met before, but you have met peruomai, which is to go along. So, and if you know what para means, para, one of the means is alongside. So you can have a good guess that para peruomai is going to be going alongside. So, and then here we have it as a present participle. Permanon auton in there, going alongside, paratein thalassan, alongside the sea. So that's viewed now as a continuing action. Elthen, as an aorist, he came pros auton to them, and then lepros is the subject of Elthen. A leper came to them. Number 8, kathos mouses ed didaxen palus ton huyon Israel hutos de ton huyon ton tu anthropu didaxai mathetas palus. Kathos mouses ed didaxen palus ton huyon Israel hutos de ton huyon to anthropu didaxai mathetas palus. So kathos, as or just as Moses taught ed didaxen there as an aorist, taught palus ton huyon Israel, many of the Israelites. Hutos, so you see how we're setting this kathos, so just as, and then the hutos, just as, so. Dei, it is necessary. Ton huyon tu anthropu, it is necessary for the Son of Man, the didaxai, to teach. There is an aorist infinitive, mathetas palus, many disciples. Number 9, kai ento didaskein auton paratein thalassan poloi epistusan auto. Kai ento didaskein auton paratein thalassan poloi epistusan auto. So beginning with kai, and we can translate it as and or as also or even or something like that. Ento didaskein, so didaskein, infinitive, here with an article. The article is in the dative because of the preposition en. So in the action of teaching, auton is then the one who is doing the teaching. So in his teaching, paratein thalassan, beside the sea, poloi epistusan, many believed. There as an aorist, auto, in him. 10. Dia ta me prosuxasthai u lambanusen alahoi prosukomenoi kata ta thelema tu theu hutoi lempsontai. Dia ta me prosuxasthai u lambanusen alahoi prosukomenoi kata ta thelema to theu hutoi lempsontai. So prosuxasthai, aorist infinitive of prosukamai, again an articular infinitive with that ta, so the ta made prosuxasthai, the not praying, and dia there meaning because of, so because of the not praying, u lambanusin, they do not receive, ala hoi prosukhamanoi, but hoi prosukhamanoi, a present participle, nominative, masculine, plural, the ones who pray, kata ta thelema tu theu, according to the will of God, hutoi, these ones, and lemsontai is a future of lambano. Remember we had that a few weeks ago. Lempsontai, lambano, one of those odd words that has a, not only it has an abbreviated stem for the aorist and then has a different stem for the future. And number 11, kai eti auton onton ente pale, palen epen autois katidian hoti. Hoi thelontes protoi enai esontai, eskatoi kai poloi esin eskatoi hoi esontai protoi. kai eti auton onton en te pale, palen epen autois katidian hoti, hoi thelontes protoi enai esontai eskatoi, kai paloi esin eskatoi hoi esontai protoi. Eti, remember, is yet or still. Auton, onton, onton there, participle, put in the genitive with auton as a pronoun going with it. So in their being in the city, in their still being in the city, so the idea of while they were still in the city, palin apen autois, again, he said to them, katidian, on their own, so he had the disciples aside, on their own. Hoti now introduces the direct speech. Hoi thelontes protoi, thelontes, nominative plural participle, fellow. So, hoi thelontes, those who are wanting protoi enai, to be first, enai, the infinitive of emi. Esontai is the future of emi, will be heskatoi last. Kai poloi eisen eskatoi, and many eisen are, third plural of emi, eskatoi last. Hoi esontai protoi, they will be hoi protoi will be the first. Okay. Okay, now we get two readings from John's Gospel. First John chapter 1, verses 11 through 13, on page 250. Means according to John, yes. Yeah. So it's the Ho Euangelion, the Gospel, Kata Euanen, according to John. So you have Kata Matthion, Kata Markon, Kata Lukon, Kata Euanen. So John chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. Eista idia elfen, kai hoi idioi auton u parelabon, hosoi de elabon auton, edoken autois exousian tekna theu genestai, tois pistuusin eista anima autu, hoi ug ex haimaton ude ek thelematos sarkos, ude ek thelematos andros, al ek theu Egenethesan. Okay, together, eista idia eilfen, kai hoi idioi auton u parelabon, hosoi de elabon auton, edoken autois exousian tekna theu genesklai, tois pistuusin eista anima autu, hoi uk ex haimaton, ude ek thelematos sarkos, ude ek thelematos andros, al ek theu egenethesan. Okay, let's see what sense you can make of that. So verse 11, eista idia elfen. Okay, yeah, so he came to his own place, kai hoi idioi, and his own people, auton as the object of the verb parelabon, u parelabon, and Dobson tells us parelambano means I take along, I receive, I accept. Here the abbreviated aorist stem parelabon, his own people did not receive him. Verse 12, Hosoi de elabon auton edoken autois exousian technetheu genesthai. Yeah, good. So hosoi, as many as, or all who, the de begins this little linking particle. This is linking us to the previous sentence. We could translate that even here as but. But as many as elabon could be aorist, could either be first singular or third plural. Context tells us it has to be third plural. As many as received him, edoken, he gave, autois to them, authority, that's the exousian, genesthai, to become, to be technetheu, children of God. Tois pistu usin, eis ta anima autu. To those believing in his name. Yeah. Pistu usin, they're a participle, present participle. Oi uk ex haimaton. So, haimaton there, haima is blood, from which we get hematology, hemoglobin, things like that in Greek. So, and ex is out of or from, or. So, hoi uk ex haimaton. Hoi, the ones, not out of blood. Haimaton. Ude ek thelematos sarkos. Ude? Nor. Neither nor. So, nor. Ek thelematos sarkos. Out of the will of the flesh. Ude ek thelematos andros. Nor out of the will of man. Al ek theu. But from God. And then finally we get the verb egenethesan. Now, this looks as though it ought to be from ginomai to happen. It's actually from genao, which means to be born. Genao, born. So, finally we get the verb born. So it's hoi egenethesan. They were the ones who were born. And then this list of three things that they were not born of, and then finally what they were born of. Okay. So Dobson there notes, Genao, I beget, I am the father of, here in the passive, meaning I am born. And then he points out in John 1, 3 through 18, there are two major chiastic structures, one running from 3 through 10, the other 14 through 18. Here we have the verses in the middle. And at the center of these verses, we find the phrase, Tois pistu usin, eis ta anima autu, to those believing in his name. And typically in a chiasm, which is typical Hebrew style, you put the most important point at the center. And this is at the beginning of the book, giving us a key theme of the book, those who believe in the name of Jesus. And then that point will be recalled at the end, which is what our next reading is. John chapter 20. And I don't know if you know much about the structure of John, but John has two conclusions. The first comes at the end of chapter 20, and then there's another conclusion at the end of chapter 21. And this conclusion at the end of John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, restates the purpose of the book, and we'll revisit this idea of believing in the name of Jesus. So John 20, verses 30-31. Pala men un kai ala semeia epoiesen ha Jesus enopion ton matheton autu ha uk exten gegramena ento biblio tuto tauta de gegreptai hina pistusete hati Jesus estin ha Christos ha huios tu theu kai hina pistuantes zoein echete ento onamati autu. Pala men un kai ala semeia en poiesen ha Jesus en opion ton matheton autu ha uk esten gegramena en to biblio tuto tauta de gegraptai hina pistusete hoti Jesus esten ha Christos ha huios tu theu kai hina pistuantes zoein ekete ento onomati autu. So Paula is many things, neuter plural. Now this little word men, which Dobson doesn't mention there, men gets always used in conjunction with, it always comes as a pair with the little word de. So you can think of it as being men means on the one hand, and so you're going to get an on the other hand somewhere later, which is the de. So you look through here and you say, well, where is the de going to be? And it's the second word of verse 31. It can be quite a long way away. Now, de on its own, de can mean all sorts of things. It can, we see it can be used as but or some sort of conjunction. Men will never occur on its own. If there's a men, there's going to be a de somewhere around. It might be a verse or two later. So think of that as being, often it doesn't get translated into English, but you think of it as being on the one hand and then on the other hand. So on the one hand, he's saying, Pala un, therefore, many things, kai ala semeia, ala here meaning other, sign, semeia is signs. So Allah is a semeia. It's the word from which we get semiotics and things like that. Semeia, a sign or a miracle, and other signs. Epoiesen, he did. Jesus did. Epoiesen there is an aorist. Enopion is in front of his disciples. Ha uk esten gegramena ento biblio tuto. So ha is a relative pronoun. So which. So he points out, so gegramena is from gegramenos, written. Ultimately you got it in there. Uk esten gegramena, which is not written. Which is not written. Ento biblio tuto, in this book. Now, the ha there is plural, that relative pronoun, and it's neuter plural, and it's going with the semeia. That's why it's neuter. But it then is taking a singular verb, esten. So we've seen before that in Greek you can do this, have a neuter plural subject taking a singular, third singular verb. So that's, he's saying, that's on the one hand. Now, verse 31, tauta de. So now, on the other hand, but. And so here, but tauta gegraptai. Tauta gegraptai. And he says, Dobson tells us, gegraptai have been written. From, this is from Gravo. Tauta. Tauta. These things. So, but these things have been written. Now we get a purpose. Hina pistusete with. But hina takes a subjunctive, and the pistu, either the pistuete or pistusete, is subjunctive. We have an eta there as part of the ending. If it was just an indicative, that would be an epsilon iota, it's lengthened to an eta. So that you believe, so that you might believe, hoti Jesus esten ha Christos, that Jesus is the Christ, ha huios tu theou, the Son of God, kai hina, and so now we get another purpose clause, pistuantes zoein echete ento onnamati autou. Okay, so that believing in his name, you might have life. In this case, it's the echete is the subjunctive, you might have. life. So it's the pistuantes, that's a present participle, so this is ongoing activity. And as you're believing in his name, Zoein Ekadei, you might have life. Now, for that, the first purpose, pistu ete or pistus ete. So what's the difference between those two?
And do the brackets indicate that the S wasn't there?
Well, the brackets indicate that the sigma is there in some manuscripts, but not in other manuscripts. And the version of the Greek New Testament that Leland is reading out over there would tell him down at the bottom, if he knew how to interpret, it's using lots and lots of abbreviations, would tell him what sort of manuscripts have which reading. So what's the, what difference does the sigma make in there? Okay, so it's going to make it different, yeah, between... The difference the sigma makes is as to whether it's an aorist subjunctive or a present subjunctive. So if it's a present subjunctive, this is believing viewed as a ongoing action. If it's a aorist subjunctive, it's believing viewed as a sort of a singular action in itself. And the difference it makes is whether this is viewed so that you might carry on believing or so that you might come to believe. And so manuscripts differ on that.
So how does that go with the ekete? I'm having trouble parsing this. Ekete seems to be in the middle of the...
Right, it is, yes. So the simplest clause that you could have there would be hina zoein ekete, so that you might have life. And then now we get this additional clause gets added in, pistuantes ento onomati autou, believing in his name.
Okay.
You do actually have to make a bit of a judgment call, which is either, so the ento onomati autou, do you take that as going with the pistuantes, or do you take it as going with the ekete? So you could have life in his name, or you could believing in his name. Now, and either would too. The simplest bit of it, the bit of it that goes with the hinna, if you break this into little subclauses, is hinna zoein ekete, so that you might have life. And then the pistuantes, as a present participle, is giving us ongoing action that's going on for those who are having this life, so that you're believing. And then you've got this prepositional phrase, ento onamati autou, and then you have to decide... am I going to put that as modifying the ekete or with the pistuantes? And that would be the sort of thing that a technical commentary on the Greek text would then discuss that, and would go into. We should have a technical commentary there. If we were to pull one down, I would expect to see. A discussion there about which of those verbs you take the ento onomati with, and also a discussion as to what the effect of how you take the pistuete or the pistusete, and what effect that has. And that'd be what a technical commentary would do, is deal with things like that. Okay? Yep.
I didn't get the meaning of enopion.
Oh, enopion is before or in front of, or so then in the presence of. So here you'd say in the presence of his disciples. Okay, that is the end of lesson 30.